KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy to cloudy. We have 6 degrees above zero, the wind chill of 11 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. A wind chill advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. for Adair, Audubon, Cass, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties. We look for a chance of blowing snow around midday today, a high around 25 with wind chills as low as 25 degrees below zero, especially this morning. In the news, police in Council Bluffs say a man wielding an axe with a trailer ball hitch attached to it allegedly robbed an electronic cigarette store Thursday night. The Omaha World-Herald reports officers responded to the incident at 1416 West Broadway at around 5:50 p.m. The suspect left 402 Vape Store with an undetermined amount of cash. He then fled eastbound on foot. Police describe the man as wearing a black sweatshirt with the name Nebraska on it. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Police in Council Bluffs say one person was hospitalized following a collision late Wednesday night between two semis on Interstate 80. The Daily Nonpareil reports 27-year-old Rodion Kornienko of Oroville, California, was transported by Council Bluffs Rescue to Allegiant Health Creighton University Medical Center, suffering from non-life-threatening head injuries. Officials said 31-year-old MSAD Music of Urbandale was westbound on Interstate 80 near the 5-mile marker at around 11:15 p.m. Wednesday when, for reasons unknown, he lost control of the 2009 Peterbilt semi he was driving. The semi went onto the shoulder, started to slide, and entered the median, where Music swerved to avoid hitting a guardrail. The semi ended up in the eastbound lane of traffic, with its trailer swinging out in front of an eastbound 2008 semi driven by Kornienko. After Kornienko's semi left the roadway and traveled down a steep embankment before coming to rest near a supermarket on Valley View Drive, the accident happened, or rather knocked the cab of the semi off the base, with the cab coming to stop upside down and Kornienko trapped inside. Music was uninjured in the crash. Authorities did cite him for failure to maintain control of the vehicle. In an update to a story we first reported to you Wednesday morning here on KJAN, authorities said yesterday that an Atlantic man was charged with OWI first offense and minor in possession of alcohol following a rollover accident on the northwest side of town. 18-year-old Austin Leroy Petty of Atlantic was also cited for failure to maintain control after the 1998 Dodge Dakota pickup he was driving went out of control and rolled into the ditch off of Buck Creek Road, about a quarter mile north of the compost pile, or about a half mile south of Echo Road. That accident happened at around 1:38 a.m. Wednesday. Petty was trapped in the pickup, which rolled onto its top. He was extricated from the vehicle and refused medical treatment. After being booked into the Cass County Jail, Petty was later released on his own recognizance. Atlantic Police, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and Medevac Ambulance had all responded to the scene. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that 43-year-old David Michael Boggs and 35-year-old Chad Allen Sharp, both of Atlantic, were arrested on alcohol and or drug charges Monday following a traffic stop. Boggs was charged with OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance third offense. Sharp faces a possession of controlled substance charge. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail. Sharp was released the following day on $1,000 bond. Boggs remained in the Cass County Jail Thursday on $6,000 bond. The sheriff's office reports also the arrest on January 1st of 18-year-old Melissa Rose Dahl. Dahl, who's from Atlantic, had turned herself into the Cass County Jail on a district court warrant for violation of her probation. She remained at the Cass County Jail Thursday on $10,000 bond. And Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson reported Thursday the arrest early New Year's Day of a woman on an OWI charge. 36-year-old Keisha Ann Ensley of Hamlin was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. Wednesday following an incident on Washington Street in Exira. Ensley was charged with OWI first offense and careless driving. She was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Janet K. Krause, age 75, of West Des Moines, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Janet Krause will be this morning at 10:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Hector Rodriguez, age 29, of Loveland, Colorado, and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hector Rodriguez will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Savannah Cannon, age 28, of Atlantic and formerly of Afton, died at her home last Friday. Memorial services for Savannah Cannon will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Norman Kreese, age 81, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Baird, died Monday at St. Anthony Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Norman Kreese will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Charlotte Stewart, age 88, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral, a massive Christian burial service for Charlotte Stewart will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marie Bruce, age 100, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Marie Bruce will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Corinne Shuey, age 88, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Corinne Shuey will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church in Shelby. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Richard Lee Norton Sr., age 67, of Linden, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Richard Norton Sr. will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Joyce Stanley, age 81, of Casey, died Tuesday at Iowa Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines. Memorial services for Joyce Stanley will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dexter. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Joanne Jody Henningsen, age 82, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Jody Henningsen will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. The family will also hold a celebration of life service at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club after the memorial service. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.